everybody, and welcome to another episode, actually episode 91 of Eagle's Eye Report for Wednesday, February 14th, 2024. The title of today's show is Insurrection or Blatant Tyranny. And I know those two aren't supposed to go together, but yeah, we're going to show you exactly how they've married. And it's not fun, and it's not good. Not good for you and me, not good for we the people, and not good for this country. But there are a lot of things today that we discuss over time, especially over the last couple of years, that fit that bill up pretty damn good. This show is hosted by myself, Roger Landry, TLB, and co-hosted and produced by my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts. And again, this is, well, I'll segue into it. I don't want to give too much away at this point. All right, the title again, Insurrection or Blatant Tyranny. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truths and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. This is why I come in front of you each week. This is why I do the shows I do, the articles I write, and run the Liberty Beacon Project, which is a global news organization. This is why. This show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio. Our thanks to Annie, who is a good friend of mine, and also on PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, and SoFlo Radio. Okay, but Roger's going to go where he goes every week at this point because I really want to beat this home. I want everybody to understand that these networks are here providing this kind of information, but it's not free, and that your donations to these platforms is vital, and that if you are somebody, yep, Stephen, here I go again, if you are somebody who does a sporadic donation scenario where you do 20 here and you do 30 there and 50 here and then back to 20 there, again, this doesn't give any one of these platforms the security of knowing what their monthly income is. What it does do is put a smile on their face because you sent them a donation. Want to really help them out and thus help you out? Do what I say every week, all right? Average out what you normally donate over the course of a year. If the average is about $120 a year, divide it by 12, that leaves $10. And the next time you go in to make a donation, just check the box that says make this a monthly reoccurring donation and put $10 in there. You haven't spent any more than you usually do, although I recommend it if you can. They're worth it. But what you have done is given these platforms the security of knowing they can make a budget. And with a budget, they can give you bigger, badder, better, faster. Okay, Steve, how about I take you off just a little bit. What do you think of that, Steve?
Well, I mean, it always sounds good every week.
Every week. Okay, I knew that was coming. Thank you, Steve. But it does make sense. So, again, please listen up, people. Eventually, I may stop saying that, but that's when about 10,000 of you start pitching in $10 a month. All right. Our mission is to keep you armed with vital truths as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital issues without fear of censorship or exclusion. That being the sponsor of this show, which is TLBTalk.com. Go there, make an account, and say what needs to be said. Yes, it's free. A link to any references, such as articles used for this show presentation, will always be included in tomorrow's show article published on the Liberty Beacon with this show, archive show, embedded in it. So every Thursday on the LibertyBeacon.com, by noon Central Time, you will have active links to anything that was used to put this show together. That way you know we're not just barking up a blank tree. That we actually did do a little bit of research, and in my case, this is all I do. I will also state that the message I bring you today is not entertainment, nor is it baseless guesses or remote possibilities. Most of what I offer and most of what I deliver is in-your-face reality, recorded facts, or an inevitability, here he goes again, depending on our course of action. I am so tired of people telling me their course of action. We know their course of action. It's all we talk about. It's all any of us talks about. What's happening to us? Who's doing it? How tyrannical is it? What we're not talking about is our plans to overcome it. Our plans as the true, okay, government of or governors of America. What are we going to do? And until we sit down and make those plans and put them into action, then we are barking up a tree. We know their course of action, people. We need to determine ours. And I have already stated that by April 1st, I will have put together a committee that will discuss this and put together an hour plan. What do we need to do? So obviously it's not just going to be from me. I will find the talent we need to put together a good plan. I will present it to you, and we can take the feedback on shows going forward. Okay. This is the intro, and now it's down to business. And as I've already told you, okay, this is not something that makes Roger happy, ever, to do a show like this. It doesn't. Does it need to be done? Yes, it does. Why? Because far too many people are either ignorant of it or don't understand the severity of it, so they ignore it. Not a joke, people. An actual serious issue in this country. What's the title of the show again? Insurrection or Blatant Tyranny? Today, Americans have more to fear from their own government than just about any other threat globally. Why? Because we know the tyranny coming from abroad. We're constantly being told about it. It's constantly being shoveled into our faces. Where did you hear that recently? But the tyranny that we suffer in America is well hidden in America by those we elect and pay to keep America functioning for we the people. Let me say that again. Today, Americans have more to fear from their own government than just about any other threat globally. Why? We know the tyranny coming from abroad. It's constantly being told to us. But the tyranny we suffer from our own governance is well hidden in America by those we elect and pay to keep America functioning for we the people. Not for them, not for their bosses, the elites, for we the people. I don't see that. And if any of you listening to this see that we have a government dedicated to we the people, you're an idiot. Because it doesn't exist today. Are there pieces? Yes. I think it's time we put those pieces together. Wouldn't you say that's probably a good idea, Steve?
Yes, sir. The quicker the better.
Thank you. So, what is an insurrection? Okay, title of the show, Insurrection or Blatant Tyranny. What is an insurrection? What does it look like? What are its catalysts? What are its consequences? All of these are valid questions for those wishing to understand the accusations and actual actions that transpired on January 6, 2021. And for all of you saying, gee, why are we talking about that? That happened over 3 years ago. And that's exactly what those who don't wish you to know this would tell you as well. Why would you be talking about that now? We're going to go over that, people. And what I'm telling you right now is that this is an ongoing tyranny being stuffed in the face of we the people that is worse than just about anything you know, but not enough people are talking about it, and the Uniparty is burying it. We have seen tyranny beyond what would have made Mao blush, beyond what would have made Stalin blush, beyond what would have made Castro blush. And it's happening right now in America. So don't anybody out there dare tell me that can't happen in America, because it is right now. Not a joke, not a guess. So let me ask you another question. What does it feel like to live in a country where your political rivals within the present governance will/can do anything/everything they devise to have you arrested and locked up indefinitely and without even proper representation, have your home raided, your friends abused and threatened, etc., 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 because you dared to call them out for blatant tyranny against we the people. Election fraud. January 6th was all about election fraud, people. And we just had a couple of articles published in the last few days. One of them will be linked in the article tomorrow, proving that the election was stolen from Trump 3.5 years later. We knew this already. But yet, how many people have been accused of insurrection? Let's go on with this, okay? If you can steal and get away with stealing the voice of we the people, and as I stated, it is now our own government we must fear more than any other. If your own government has stolen your voice, stolen your politics, and stolen thus your future, how the hell can you tell me you live in a free country? Because if you can say that, you're an idiot. And that's not a guess, and I won't apologize. It's a fact. If getting away with this in America is allowed to continue, the tyranny will expand at a rate you won't be able to stop. Why? Because you didn't stop it when you could. And we're getting close to a point of no return. Today, how many of those who participated, and I mean just participated, nothing more, how many languish in jail or prison today? How many have committed suicide for this tyranny? Yes, it has happened. How many have had their businesses or families destroyed? And all of this is intentional and choreographed by those who are there to serve you and me. What we are talking about is something right out of an Orson Welles movie or book, or a scenario right out of the Mao or Stalin playbooks, which I've already referred to. Look, people, we are now talking about elected, we the people, officials who will do anything, including tyranny and treason, that will cause financial misery and maybe even death against you and me. And all this to guarantee their continued and increased power. Kim Jong-un would be so damn proud. The hell is Roger talking about? We are talking about, what, a January 6th committee that we know destroyed evidence? Listen to me, people. What happens to you if you destroy evidence? How many of those congressmen are in prison? We know for a fact that there were plants all over. We know for a fact that the police actually invited them in. We know for a fact, and I could go on and on and on. If you take the all we know for a fact and you put them together, we're starting to see articles appear from people who have finally gotten their nads, who finally have the gall or, I don't know, the backbone to stand up and say what actually happened. The reason why we are seeing this level of tyranny is because of the ownership of our, what, our politicians. You do not go to Congress and stay for 20, 30, 40 years or the Senate unless you have big money backing. And if you've got enough big money backing that you can buy elections for 2, 3, or 4 decades, then I can guarantee you that politician is no longer serving you. Look at the Nancy Pelosi's. Look at the Chuck Schumer's. Should I go on? What we are looking at is politicians today who are so bought and paid for that the tyranny that they commit must be committed in order for them to keep their positions of power. That position of power is only, I don't know, it's not real. It appears real to you and me, but these individuals that are being paid big bucks in their elections bought every 2 years or 6 years or every 4 years, whatever. These that are being paid to continue to do this, how many of them, if you went into their, I don't know, the area that elected them, okay, how many of those doors could you knock on and say, what do you think of Nancy Pelosi? How many of those do you think would give you a startling review? A sparkling review? 5 stars. How many? Because, you see, they know a lot more than you think, and there have been articles written about this. And what you will find out, it is the money that has kept her there, not the popularity. So, again, we are looking at tyranny beyond what you can imagine. And when you have a population that is waking up and starting to push back, when you have a population that knows beyond a shadow of a doubt that the election that was just held to determine the highest office in this country was rigged, the cheating was phenomenal, over the top, but yet when you go to demonstrate, which is something you are allowed to do in this country, especially against a tyrannical government, they are still finding people that were there and still putting them in jail. How many people's lives have been ruined? How many have committed suicide? How many families have been destroyed? And yet we know it's all a lie based on a scenario put forward by the owners or the masters of our Democratic leaders in Congress. Roger isn't guessing at any of this. There is already enough information coming out about the reality of the January 6th committee that there is already talk about impeachment and or arrests or charges. This is for the January 6th committee. But what good is that going to do since the election was stolen? What good is that going to do when we're 3/4 of the way through that term? What good is that going to do? Who's going to be punished for it? Or will we see the identical scenario on steroids by the end of 2024 when we go for the next round? None of this is a joke. None of it. I have an article I did bring in. But before I jump into that, Stephen, anything you'd like to put in on this? Because I know you and I have had discussions about the tyranny in Washington. I know you and I have had discussions about the fact that most people think that Congress runs this country, when in fact it's those who own Congress that run this country. What have you got to add at this point? Because January 6th, to me, was one of the biggest spikes in tyranny this country has seen in a century.
Well, they've gone all out. They're all in. They have to, because their structure is, their power structure is losing the narrative.
Thank you. You're exactly right. And that's a good way of putting it. Anything else, Steve?
Nope.
Well, I think that's enough. All right. So I did bring in an article, but I'd like to go through just a couple of more things before we hit that article. Okay, we're talking about a country where we brag to the world about being, you know, the land of the free and the home of the brave. What does that mean? Can we break that down? The land of the free, meaning it is our decisions that rule this country, not a dictator. Okay, we just figured out that's not true. And if you are pushing back against a power structure that is so corrupt and so tyrannical, it's insane, then you better watch your life, you better watch your family's life, and you better watch the friends and the people you deal with in business, because all of them will become targets very quickly to back you away from pushing back against the tyrannical government's actions. Not a joke. We're seeing it all the time. What has happened to people who have tried to support any of the conservative figures that have been brought up on charges that were absolutely insane? And if anybody tried to, or if they had a lawyer, or if they had, you know, good counsel, those lawyers or counsels would end up by being approached and threatened. So what we're looking at is our government on steroids playing the game that they have learned by watching the best authoritarians, totalitarians, and dictators for the last, what, century? And now it's time to play the game on us. I'm not joking, people. Anybody who thinks that America is a constitutional republic, I'll throw this in. We will do this. Stephen and I have decided to do a show on this, but not today. Anybody who believes that America is a constitutional republic is absolutely wrong. The only way America will ever be a constitutional republic again is if the Act of 1871 is pulled back, gotten rid of. Because the Act of 1871 turned the United States into a corporation, and you don't own it. So when we look at this tyranny coming from Washington, there's always a backstory nobody really knows about, or nobody cares to know about, or people are too frightened to know about. But it's not just American people. A vast majority of the countries on this planet today are not what they say they are. They are corporations. But that puts governance in this country into a whole different light, because government getting away with things that we say they shouldn't be able to in a constitutional republic. But if we were speaking the truth, if we were standing there looking at each other and speaking the truth, they would look at me and say, but it's not a constitutional republic. It is, in fact, a corporation. And that is, we have that power within a corporation. And then what do you say to them? And how many people listening to this would go, what the hell are you talking about, Roger? America is not a corporation. Yes, it is. And Washington, D.C. rules it. Not a joke. The 10 square miles of Washington, D.C. rule America. I didn't say govern. I said rule. But how many of you know this? And me even saying something like this, how many of you saying Roger's nuts? Roger wouldn't say this unless he could prove it. All you need to do is look up the Act of 1871. I'm not talking about the government's version. I'm talking about the real version. So, again, we're not going to beat that up. I just wanted to make it clear that if you had to understand why some of these people who are in the deep state act the way they act is because they know beyond a shadow of a doubt, when push comes to shove, they don't have to abide by constitutional rules. They have to abide by corporate rules. I know that's tough sinking into a lot of people listening to this. But the only thing that will make this better is when enough of us get together and say we've had enough of this, and we go in and we terminate the Act of 1871 and we make America a constitutional republic again. Right now, unless you have pretty much left the corporation, okay, and you have become a sovereign citizen, if you are still part of the corporation, you are in fact an asset to the corporation, period. Steve, have I got that right?
Well, I bet you can't really be a sovereign and a citizen at the same time, but
that's a fact.
Yes.
Okay, and again, we will take this and beat it up real good, Steve and I, coming very soon. So let's jump back into what is happening due to January 6th and what is being exposed, because the level of tyranny that's being exposed from January 6th is insane. We know that all of the Democrats and maybe even a few, actually, yes, a few uniparty Republicans have committed tyranny beyond what we can imagine. Again, taking evidence, collecting it, and destroying it. I'm not joking, people. How do they know it? Because they thought they had gotten all of the information and there wasn't any more. But I guess what was found out was there were copies or there were other places where that information had been stored. But what we are looking at is the tyranny starting to come out. And what it is saying is we have congressmen who are owned, who are being told, this is what you will do. You will scare the public so bad going forward that they will understand, regardless of whether they saw cheating or not, it does not behoove them to get up and exercise their rights to protest. It doesn't behoove it, because we will make their lives so miserable they may end up committing suicide. This is the country you live in today! That's not a joke, people. That's an absolute fact. So, the article that I brought in for today's show is, what does an insurrection look like? That is the name of the article, and it's by Peter Nichols. And I thought it was good because he tends to say the things that most of us say, but he says it in a fashion that makes you go, huh? And the more you question at this point, the more you question, the more awake you are. The more you just let pass by, the more you rig the future against your children. If this type of tyranny at this level exists today and we do nothing, what we are telling them is, this is okay. Just take that football and run with it. We ain't going to do nothing. Just leave us alone. Yeah, don't get us upset. We won't get you upset. Anybody here think Roger's kidding? He's not. What will you leave for your children? Gee, how many times have we heard that? I'm going to be 70 years old in August. How many times do you think I have heard, what will you leave for your children? And why the hell does anybody here think that I've been doing this for 15 years without one single day off? You know what I'm leaving for my children? I'm leaving the fact that I believe in America, that I believe in a constitutional republic, that I believe in the freedom of we the people. And damn it, if we don't stand up and tell them we believe in it, it will never exist again. And the best thing you could ever hope for is letting your kids, if they're allowed to, read books of America that used to be the global light, the global constitutional republic. What are we leaving for our children? Stephen, would you do me a favor if we can?
I could try, yeah. What's that?
Can you do the break just a little early? Because I would rather not start into this article until afterwards.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you very much.
We'll be back in 60 seconds, folks.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right, everybody, so do me a favor, okay? TLB Talk is there for a reason. You can go to Facebook and you can say anything you want. Not! You can go to Instagram and you can say anything you want. Not! And gee, how many more can I make this joke into? Not. The Liberty Beacon is, of course, it's TLB Talk, but it is a platform that is set up to give you the ability to speak. Does that mean we have to provide you an audience? No. If you say stupid things and everybody blocks you, then that's your fault. That's not our fault. The point is that we will give you the freedom on TLB Talk to talk yourself into a corner if you wish, or to inform. What we suggest to people is that they do this. They go to TLV Talk, they make an account, and that's free, okay? Then what they do is they start a group or a page, just like you would on most other platforms. And then they invite, especially with a group, other people in to have the discussions they can't have anywhere else. And on the page they make on TLB Talk, they put the information that always gets blocked or they get put on vacation on Facebook or whatever for posting. If it is not illegal, it can be posted on TLB Talk. Again, you pay the price for embarrassing yourself, making yourself look stupid, or making yourself look great. And that's the way it's supposed to be. So, if you get a chance, go to TLB Talk and let's talk. All right, before we went to break, I alluded to an article I had brought in, and I told you it was What Does an Insurrection Look Like? I mean, it's... Nobody has actually described that to us. So we will break that down and we will find out exactly what Peter Nichols thinks of this, because this is the author. As the 2024 election approaches, the Democrats are much concerned with what they call insurrection. They, of course, refer to the events at the Capitol building on January 6, 2021, a day that will live in political opportunism for the party now planning the re-election of Joe Biden. In addition, they use the term to refer to any public objection or legal challenge to the outcome of the 2020 election. Anybody, this is Roger, who stands up and says there needs to be a legal challenge, this is not true, this is not right, this was cheating, you are now classified as tyrannical. You are now classified as an insurrectionist. By who? By these Democrats who are not willing to give up power and will do anything in order to maintain power, up to and including committing treason and tyranny in the face of we the people. And again, I go back to the January 6th committee, and what is coming out and what will continue to come out will prove everything I'm saying beyond a shadow of a doubt. And there's actually enough information on the street to do that now. Okay. In addition, they use the term to refer to any public objection or legal challenge to the outcome of the 2020 election. So basically, you need to terrify, this is Roger, all of America into, if an election is held and we tell you this is who won that election, you shut up and go away. You do not have permission or the right to push back against tyranny, even if it's so blatant anybody could see it. And this is what we're looking at. Scare the public so bad they will not protest even when the tyranny is drowning. Why? Out of self-preservation. When you have a country where self-preservation outweighs the good of the country, because you don't know if you're going to be in prison for the next 10 years, you don't know if you're going to lose your business, you don't know if you're going to end up by committing suicide, you don't know if. Okay, so they of course refer to the events at the Capitol building on January 6, 2021 as, an insurrection. Democrats objected in the courts or in the halls of Congress to every Republican presidential election victory of the last 20, of anything in the 21st century. But that apparently was not insurrection. When the Democrats did it, when the Democrats held when they got together and marched outside of Congress, when they got together and marched outside of the White House, when Democrats did this, it was not insurrection. The FBI did not put plants in, and I could go on and on. The Department of Justice wasn't so slanted, it was insane. But yet, this time, it was a Republican president, and the proof was just about insurmountable. So what do? You accuse everybody, and they're still looking for people that are in these videos to put in jail. how many Democrats are in jail for any protesting of any election in the entire last century? How many? Okay. So, the events at the Capitol, okay, so inimical to our democracy, and he's got that in quotes, meaning he doesn't believe that either, but that's what we're being told, our democracy, greatly disturbed the Democrats. So alarmed were they and resolved to protect democracy from its assailants that they now seek to bar the lead insurrectionist, also by happenstance, the presumptive Republican nomination for president, from the ballot. Donald Trump indeed stands indicted four times by Democratic prosecutors in Democratic venues, as well as civilly sued for his wealth by a Democratic attorney general and a civil litigant of the late feted on MSNBC. We are looking today at a situation where if you are somebody who pushes back against an elitist caste, which does dominate our politics and rule, I didn't say government, and rule America, if you have enough gumption to stand up and push back, all hell will break loose. I don't give a crap whether you like Donald Trump or not. I don't. The point here is 4 years with two impeachments, 4 years with raids to people who tried to work with him, raiding their businesses, raiding their homes. As soon as he gets out of office, they raid his home. Why? Because he has classified documents. This is an ex-president of the United States with the unfettered power to declassify anything. He is the only human being on the planet that can do that with American classified documents. So anything sitting in Donald Trump's house was by that fact not classified. And he stated that. But Juba has all of these secret and top secret documents, and he was never president. He had no power to declassify. Yet we know for a fact, because there was a report just put out a couple days ago stating that classified documents were sitting in his open garage next to his Corvette. But they're not going to pursue any charges like they are against Trump, against Joe Bob, because they feel that he is mentally incapacitated and it wouldn't be fair. Did you hear what I just said? Did you hear me? Joe Biden will not be prosecuted because he is mentally frail and it wouldn't be fair. Isn't this the guy running for re-election? This is the guy his own administration just told the people is too fettered, too old, too brain dead to be sued or charged for these, what? These violations of security, of national security, but yet they're going to let him run for president. Trump, who had 100% authority and power, the only human being on the planet that time to do it, to declassify any document and take it with him, which he did, they are going to prosecute this guy until what? Until the cows come in. What we are looking at here is tyranny at a level beyond anything we can understand. And a lot of this, again, we go back to January 6th, stems from the fact that the elites could not possibly put up with another 4 years of Trump. Why? Because this guy wasn't doing things the way they wanted him to do it. Because if he was, there wouldn't have been two impeachment trials and how many other legal bushwhacks in the 4 years he was president? Again, I don't give a damn whether you like Trump or not. That has nothing to do with what I just said. What I just told you was tyranny, and it would have applied to anybody who was president at that time. How many presidents have left the Oval Office with classified documents? Every one of them has. How many of them are going to be dragged through court to try and keep them from running for office again because they brought classified documents home? Gee, I guess Trump would be the only one, wouldn't he? What I'm trying to show you people here is that your government isn't your government. Your government works for, not we the people, but for those who put them and keep them in office. This is what we call the deep state. This is what we call the global elites. And part of the biggest reason Trump has the issues he has is that he's not quite the team player they want him to be. Now, anybody out there who thinks that Trump is the perfect person, no, he isn't. I can tell you that right off the bat. Would I rather have him in the White House than any of these other clowns? Probably. But let me tell you exactly why Trump isn't the perfect angel everybody thinks he is. Better than most, but is he a perfect angel? Hell no. He's declared bankruptcy twice and the Rothschilds bailed him out. The Rothschilds, that's right, the leaders of the global elites. So stop and think about what I just said. But at the same time, he's the bad boy in school. He's the one that won't raise his hand when he talks. He's the one that's constantly bugging people. He's the one that the bullies want to beat up when they go out on the playground. He's the one. He is the one. And what they didn't want is another 4 years of this. And this is what happened. And when the American people said, we can see the cheating, we can see the lies, we can 2,000 mules is one of the best videos you can possibly look at. And that's 1% of the proof that's out there. So here we go, people. Here we go. We're coming up on another election. And unless we speak up right now, how much of what happened in, I don't know, 2020 and 2021 will be repeated whether we like it or not? Yeah. There is also the prosecution and incarceration of Trump administration officials, such as Peter Navarro, incarcerated after his assertion of executive privilege before the infamous January 6th committee, and lawyers who placed their careers and liberty in jeopardy by trying to represent President Trump, such as Giuliani, such as Jenna Ellis, okay? These people, because they went out to help Trump, because they support him, because they actually were there to, I don't know, be his lawyer, they had to suffer, and they did. Look at what's happened to Giuliani. Why the hell did they pull that on Giuliani? And is Giuliani having anything to do with Trump anymore? Well, if he's smart, he isn't. If he wants to, I don't know, stay in business, stay alive, maybe he shouldn't. This is America I'm talking about. How the hell can I say that and it be true? But it is. Yeah. This has been a persecution under color of law not seen in this country since the Palmer Raids, the anti-communist campaign of Woodrow Wilson's Attorney General Michael Palmer. Just after the First World War. That's the last time tyranny at this level existed in this country. And right now, I don't see hardly anybody pushing back. I really don't. And the proof, it's there. But how many people listening to this are saying, I don't want them coming after me. If I open my mouth, next thing I know, they'll be knocking on my door, or I'll be losing my job, or whatever, or whatever. We're looking at a country that is now of its government. Did you hear what I just said? We now live in a country where those of us who understand freedom and the place of our governance are scared of our governance. This is America, people. How the hell did anybody think we would be saying that like this? But we are. There was in 2020 an effort to deprive state legislatures of the power to determine the manner in which presidential elections are conducted. as provided in the Constitution's Article 2, Section 1, Clause 2. Democrats who cited the pandemic to justify such electoral anomalies during the 2020 election afterwards proposed legislation to make the changes permanent. They contemplate also, even if thus far without success, eliminating the Senate filibuster, packing the Supreme Court, and adding the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico as states, in effect, packing the Senate as well. So what we are looking at is we intend to become a uniparty country controlled by those who own us, and if you step up to do anything or say anything that will drastically change America from what is supposed to be a constitutional republic into a dictatorship of authoritarian presence or totalitarian presence, then we will make sure you suffer for it. Not a joke, people. This is the country you live in today. So, let's continue. The same Democratic Party now holding the presidency contrives to change the electorate by opening the border to millions of immigrants, 6-point-something million in the last 3.5 years alone, without regards to health, skills, means of support, or gang and terrorist affiliation, setting the law at night. In other words, you come across the border, we don't know who you are, we don't care who you are, you're here to help us do what? Destroy America. The consequences of this scam, perpetuated with, pious invocations of Emma Lazarus' poem, is to visit danger and hardship upon the nation's urban population immediately and upon the wider population in due course. And this is exactly what we're saying. You get a uniparty, and now what are they telling you? What are they telling you? They're going to be telling you very soon, do not think Roger's blowing this out his butt, he isn't, that you can't grow a garden anymore. Why? Because it doesn't work for the ecology. I'm not kidding you. They're going to prevent you from growing a garden. They're going to tell you it's a green thing. But what it really is when the food supply, which we are being told by some researchers, will in the next year or two dwindle down to almost nothing, in which case you can't go out into your backyard and feed your family. Why else would they be telling you, or about to be telling you, and yes, there are articles out about this, you can't grow a garden? Why is all of our farmland being bought up by Chinese and foreign companies and not being used for farmland? And I could go on and on. Yeah. Okay. So there are then the occasional experiments with the freedoms of speech and religion conducted by inter alia government meddling with social media platforms. Oh, the government doesn't meddle with social media platforms. Twitter files, Facebook files. Yeah. Okay. And official persecution of those opposed as matters of faith to homosexuality, transsexuality, and abortion. If you are against them, you're a target. Okay? So, matters of faith, homosexuality, transsexuality, and abortion. These are the things the Democrats will come after you for if you not only believe in, but you promote. Okay? And I'm not talking about promoting them as happening, but promoting the information about how they are bad and why. Does the current Democrat Party not expressly champion the fundamental transportation of America? Isn't this Barack Obama's own words? Barack Obama said he was there to initiate the fundamental transformation of America. The reason why Trump was beat up so bad with two impeachments and everything else for the 4 years he was in there, the reason the election was stolen from him to keep him from getting in there for another 4 years, was because Obama was supposed to, in his 8 years, set the path, and a path that could not be turned back from. Why? Because guess who was supposed to take over? Hillary. And by the time Hillary was done with her 8 years, America would have been exactly where the elites wanted them, on her knees. You cannot bring in global governance till the cowboys of the world are brought to their knees. That was what Hillary was supposed to do. But, hey, the bad boy on the block got in the middle, and they had to do everything and anything they could to ensure he wouldn't get another 4 years and the destruction of America could continue. This is not a joke, people. I don't care if you hate Trump. We had our best economic times in his 4 years. We had the biggest increases of jobs in this country in his 4 years. We had the biggest increases of food production in this country in his 4 years. We had oil independence in his 4 years. Would you like me to go on? We had respect across the globe in his 4 years. He had to go. Why? Because America has to be brought to her freaking knees before global governance can be brought in. If Trump would have gotten another 4 years, they knew damn right well they couldn't have picked their game up and ran with it again. So what had to happen? All of the stops had to be pulled out. Any level of tyranny that had to be used against the American people and the American public to guarantee that a stolen election rolled forward had to be. And the January 6th committee is one of the biggest tickets to that parade, to that party, to that show. And these are the people who are now coming under the gun because the things they did were actual tyranny. The things they did was stole the word from you and I. The things they did should put them in prison because you and I, if we did them, would definitely be in prison. This is what's happening in the country you live in today. Let's then return to the topic of insurrection. How shall we define it? Surely an insurrection is the event announced in the Declaration of Independence. The extra legal and, if necessary, forcible alteration of political authority. The extra legal and, if necessary, forcible alteration of political authority. How striking, that the litany of wrongs there imputed to the British king suggested that he was the one who committed the initial usurpation of constitutional norms to which American colonists reacted. So again, this is what happened in 1776. When you get tired enough, when you know enough, when you're well enough informed, there comes a time. It was the king who, for instance, refused his assent laws, the most wholesome and necessary to the public good, who erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat their substance, and who combined with others to subject the American colonists to a jurisdiction foreign to their constitution. Yeah. Unacknowledged by their laws, giving his asset to their acts by pretend legislation, for taking away their charters, abolishing their most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of their governments. This is what was done way back when. The reason why he puts that in this article is try taking a few minutes and drawing the parallels. And what you will see is at one point in time, this was such a level of tyranny that it fostered the American Revolution. What he is saying is, if you take a look, we are on that same level here. I'm not calling for violence or a revolution. What I am calling for is the awakening of enough Americans that we can just say, stop. And if there's enough of us, they won't have a choice. This is what we need to do. This is what needs to be done first. Okay? The British monarchy perpetrated the insurrection by illicit use of its powers. And, of course, they just kept, I don't know, pushing it out and pushing it out until the people had finally had enough. I am not going to go through the rest of his article. There are some good points in it, but I would like to do a wrap-up with Stephen here. What I will tell you is this. What we are looking at right now was the absolute theft. There is no doubt. There is adequate proof, but it will never be allowed to be all accumulated in the same area and presented to a court. It won't. We have seen an election stolen. And since that proof is starting to come out, those who caused it or those who facilitated it are now worried to the point where you and I must suffer if we open our mouth about it, if we say anything about it. And all of the tyranny they put into place to steal the last election, and it's not the only one they've stolen, but a lot of the new laws and stuff. When you have an emergency and you lose all of your rights and laws, rights and freedoms, when that emergency is over, you never get everything back. 90%? If you're really lucky, 95%. But over a couple of centuries, how much freedom do you think we've actually lost? What you know and what you're told is nothing like what actually governs you. So listen up, people. What we're looking at right now is another election just over the hill. Another presidential election just over the hill. And if you think for one second they would go as far as they did on the last election and then do absolutely nothing here, knowing how important it is for four more years to bring America to its knees under Joe Bob. The last thing they will tolerate is another 4 years of the bad boy. It may even come up to Trump being assassinated. And I hate like hell to say that for anybody. But I would think at this point, they are probably concerned enough. And if they get Nikki Haley in there, hell, she's already bought and paid for anyway. You might as well just call her a Democrat or a Uniparty member. But the thing of it is, if you get rid of Trump, just about the rest of those who may fill that billet, they're not as bad as Trump. They're not the bad boys Trump is, okay? And I'm not saying whether Trump is good or bad. What I am saying is there would probably be a whole lot less pushback if somebody was to replace Trump on that ballot, because he was either in jail, and actually he can still serve as president in jail, or for some reason he passed away. Oh, gee, unexplained, unavoidable, whatever. What have I said wrong here, my friend Steve? And you got anything to add to this? Because as far as I'm concerned, this is the highest level of tyranny, and that was backed up by the author of the article that this country has seen in a very long time.
Well, you know, they did the Simpsons, was it 25 years ago or something like that, did predict that Donald Trump was going to be president and going to be
yes.
assassinated.
Yes, and that's
but
the reason
I think
why
it's,
I say these things.
It's going to be a fake assassination anyways, no matter what.
We will
the,
see.
The technology is way too high for them to kill one of their own.
Well, we will see. We will see what happens. And again, it's not a matter of who is president. It's a matter of what we are allowed to do and what we're not allowed to do as what are supposed to be those who run this country, our country. We run it. It's been a hell of a long time since that's been true. And I'll guarantee you, after the Act of 1871, everything your government has told you going forward has been a lie.
Yes, sir. So we'll see everyone next time.